Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined with some friends of mine, Travis Woods of T&L Solutions and Macon Graves of Macon Graves Industrial. Hey, for folks who are unfamiliar with Travis and Macon and what they do, let me tell you a little bit about these guys. So if you are involved in the industrial realm whatsoever, projects, whether it be downstream, midstream, power gen, LNG, Macon and Travis host a series of networking events, and they're subject matter experts on what's happening, especially along the Gulf Coast in this industrial world. I've had the pleasure of speaking at several of their events over the past 18 to 24 months. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Travis Macon. Hey, welcome you both, and appreciate you guys hopping on.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
So, Travis, I'm going to start with you and then Macon, I'll bring you into the conversation as well. So, Travis, talk about some of the organizations that you're involved with along the Gulf Coast, and what's the value for sort of contractors and service companies who may be interested in attending?
Yes, sir. About 12 years ago, we started the Gulf Coast Industrial Group in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, three or four guys sitting around a table at Cracker Barrel discussing projects, how we could help one another. And that has grown from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge to Beaumont to Port Arthur over to the Houston area and all the way to Corpus. And once a month, we have meetings where we bring in plant folks to talk about the money they're spending, or we bring in folks like yourself to talk about projects overall. But we've been so excited because this thing started out as a good old boy network that got out of hand. Now we're up around 1,000 members. So we really, you know, we're really proud of what we've got and having folks like Macon that took the Baton Rouge Industrial Group by the horns and grew that. So we're just so proud of her and Deborah Hall in Houston and Elton Hollis in Beaumont. We're real proud of everyone who's helped us grow this thing.
Yeah, Travis, talk a little bit about that. So in the Houston area, the group in the Woodlands area, give the name of that group there.
Okay, the Gulf Coast Industrial Group Woodlands chapter just relocated last month to Pasadena, San Jacinto College, and they invited us to come down there and try it. We went down there, had a tremendous turnout, so we think we're going to move the Woodlands group to Pasadena, which Pasadena's where all the plants are. That's kind of in the hub of things. So we're real excited about that. The Woodlands group will now become the Pasadena group.
And then in the Golden Triangle, you have the Golden Triangle Industrial Group?
Yes, sir. Golden Triangle Industrial Group in Beaumont. Then we got the Port Arthur Industrial Group in Port Arthur, Texas, about 10 miles down the road. So both of them will pull. I think last Wednesday we had 217 folks at our Port Arthur group meeting. Last month in Beaumont, we had a little over 200. So each one of our groups, kind of like Macon's, they'll pull 150 to 200 folks at each meeting, sure will.
And Macon, talk a little bit about BRIG, the Baton Rouge Industrial Group.
Yeah, I'm the chapter chair of the Baton Rouge group, Baton Rouge Industrial Group. We meet once a month, the third Wednesday of the month. Like Travis was saying, we have guest speakers come in and talk about project-specific opportunities. We have the plant manager of Temenco speaking tomorrow. I stand up and give some information about things going on in the area and the industry, as does Angèle Janson. And then we open the floor up to networking at the end. There is a tremendous amount of B2B opportunities in the room, as well as B2C. You've got the opportunity to approach plant managers, maintenance managers, when they're guest speakers that you might not be able to approach otherwise. So it's been great to watch this group grow and see how it's been able to help so many people.
Yeah, the last meeting I was at in Brig, we have some representatives from Westlake, some guys from Shell there. So certainly some owner operators in attendance from time to time. Hey, yeah, guys. So let's dig into some of the things that our really audience wants to hear. You know, let's get in some updates and projects along the Gulf Coast. What do we got, Travis?
Man, I'm going to tell you, there's so much breaking loose, and I heard more this morning. Once I verify it, I'll let you know. But, you know, between Beaumont, Texas, and Lake Charles, south to Cameron, back to Port Arthur, you know, that's like a 60-square-mile area. We're up to $83 billion in major industrial projects breaking loose. I mean, everything from Valero to Golden Pass LNG to Venture Global, now fixing to build their second plant. But, you know, the situation is, Jeremy, we need like 30 to 40,000 more people to move in here to get all this done. And that's where the situation is. The work's here, you know, now we got to get supplies, but we really need those folks to come in here, help us build all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, making any other thoughts on anything that's being covered to at the Brig meeting?
Well, spoiler alert, one of the things we're talking about tomorrow is Driftwood LNG. I had the pleasure of hearing Driftwood speak last week at Travis's meeting. And it's exciting to see that $16 billion monster moving forward. Bechtel is on site as we speak. BOMAC is out there as well. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunities in between biodiesel, carbon capture, and LNG, billions and trillions of dollars worth of work on the Gulf Coast, and a lot locally as well.
Yeah, I was flipping through some of our projects, 88 million Kinder Morgan and Neste partner on renewable expansion project. A little bit about that for folks listening. This was announced in early May, looking to refine waste, residues, innovating some raw materials into renewable fuels and sustainable feedstock for plastics. Of course, that Harvey Terminal, terminal located in Harvey, Louisiana, will become a primary domestic feedstock storage and logistics hub, supporting additional renewable fuels, you know, production. Travis, kind of in your stomping grounds over there in the Beaumont area, looks like that OCI project is really interesting. What about $5 billion is what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's $5 billion. They just built that plant a couple of years ago. We had a big outage out there last September, real nice outage, and now they've announced this, and I believe some folks told me Jacobs Engineering was doing the FEED study on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, that expansion is for what, a nitrogen-based fertilizer production site, and I think there's also a renewable fuels plant, sort of a two-tiered project from what I understand. That was announced kind of late April.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then over kind of more my way, this Linde expansion in LaPorte, effectively doubling facilities, merchant liquid production capacity. I think the project's set to start up in 2024. Linde's looking to grow demand from petrochemicals for clean energy, food and aerospace sectors. It's also going to supply Linde's existing Gulf Coast pipeline system, which includes nitrogen and oxygen pipelines extending from Houston to Freeport, Texas. So that was announced kind of mid, you know, April. Yeah, absolutely. And then any updates making on BASF? I did read something back in March about an expansion of its MDI capacity.
Yeah, I read about that as well. I don't have any details on it. We can certainly look into it.
Cool.
And get you some information back to you.
Yeah, let's see. I think my notes here back in March, looks like engineering for the final phase of the MDI expansion is progressing on schedule. Looks like some new upstream units resulting in total capacity of approximately 600,000 metric tons per year. Sounds like a lot to me. So pretty exciting stuff all along the Gulf Coast. I did see something earlier in the year. I don't know where this stands, but Honeywell expanded its Baton Rouge facility, looking to double the capacity of its Solstice ZE, an ultra-low global warming potential solution. Solstice ZE is used in foam insulation as a propellant in personal and household care products, refrigeration, and conditioning applications. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening, obviously, along the Gulf Coast.
Honeywell has a full plant turnaround, gate-to-gate turnaround in, when is it? It's in July or August. About a month long.
About a month-long turnaround. Okay, very cool. Awesome. Yeah, I'm pulling together some turnaround data too, and I'll share that as well if I can get a hold of some of that and maybe package another video together at a later time too. I know a lot of folks always tracking turnaround. So.
Yeah, you bet. One thing I wanted to inject, you mentioned Lindy a while ago. 2 weeks ago, we had a carbon capture summit in Port Arthur, and Air Products was here. Now, the guy that spoke with Air Products talked about $10 billion worth of projects from Baton Rouge, Houston, that Air Products is kicking off on carbon capture. So we've got him speaking at our Pasadena meeting next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. If you'd like to come by, I'm sure he's really going to be laying it out there for us.
Yeah, no, thanks for the invite, Travis. I'll try and make it. You know, that's so interesting, you know, with the hydrogen expansion that we're seeing, those gas manufacturing companies from Matheson to Air Liquide, Air Products, you're going to see a lot of investment from those folks for sure to meet that demand. Cool. So, no, thanks, Travis, and making for a little project update, little roundtable. I enjoyed that. We can do this again in the future. Hey, before we wrap up, guys, let's talk about the Industrial Resource Portal. You know, Travis, can you give us a little bit of rundown on the background of this tool, you know, and what's so interesting about it?
Yes, sir. We created an app, making an idea about a year ago now, and you know, I walked in a plant guy's office and he was Googling for contractors. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are you doing that for? He said, well, we just lost one of our contractors for safety violations and I needed to find one right now. So I walked out, got my truck. I said, how can we take all of our contractors in our group, put them together and then give the plants, you know, let the plants get on an app where they can bring up our members. So now the Industrial Resource Portal, IRP app, has been running for about a year. You can get it from the Apple Store. You can download it like that. But this thing is incredible. It's really a good marketing tool for all of our contractors and plants to be able to get to our contractors.
Right. Oh, no, really cool. And I've seen it, definitely has some value, and appreciate the update on kind of where you're at with that. I know it continues to grow as well. So it's all about the participants and the engagement.
So. Yeah, we have plants starting to sign up already. So it's caused some organic growth. It's been great to see this thing come to fruition. The plant manager he's talking about said, you know, I have a handful of contractors that I use regularly. And a lot of plant people say the same thing. Outside of that, I Google all day long. Then they have to weed through the other contractors of the world to find the industrial. So this is making it more streamlined for our sector.
Yeah, no question. So I think that's an important thing. I really appreciate making Travis what you guys do in the events category. I know, thank you so much for allowing us to participate. And look, I look forward to some exciting things in the future. Hey, let's jump on every now and then and do this again. I think people love Project Rundowns, and really enjoy you guys coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. We enjoyed it as well.
Awesome. Hey, and as always, we're so grateful for our audience. You know, please like and share this recording with colleagues. For more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, visit BICMagazine.com. Hey, remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICMagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICAlliance.com for more information.